The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Rock walls of Ireland make for a harrowing driving experience. Is it calamity or comedy? Do musicians love song requests or not? This is Pub Songs and Stories, show number 252, just in time for April Fool's Day. Welcome to Pub Songs and Stories. This is the virtual public house for musicians to share the stories and inspiration behind their music with your host, Mark Gunn. Subscribe to the podcast at pubsong.com. Good day to you. I hope you're doing absolutely wonderful. I am Mark Gunn, and if you're new to Pub Songs and Stories, please subscribe and post a comment on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. Before I get started, I want to remind you that today's show is brought to you by my Gunrunners on Patreon. Special thanks to Robert, Mikey Mason, Jacob, and Sue. Thank you so much for supporting my work. And actually, I've been doing a lot more. There's a lot of new stuff over on Patreon. If you're a subscriber, you're going to be very happy. There's some new music. I think I posted 3 new songs this month. There's some podcasts. There's a video. Lots and lots of stuff. So go check it out. If you're not subscribed, I hope you will, because this is how I make a living. Now, you might notice the relaxing sounds of northern Georgia right now. Well, that's because last week, I've got to get my timelines when this is actually posted, but last week I had my 50th birthday weekend. So my birthday is on March 17th, and St. Patrick's Day. Then in the weekend, I went to Chattanooga with my wife and some friends, and we got to do what I was hoping to do, which was, number one, eat well, drink well, and do a little bit of hiking. And one of the places we stopped on the way back was the Pocket, which is this little valley in northern Georgia. It's an absolutely beautiful area. It was a challenge because beginning of last week, I pulled a muscle. I twisted my ankle while running, and so I was on crutches when I started the trip. Spent my birthday sitting and watching TV, which wasn't too bad. I was kind of happy with that. I was watching Anne with an E. Yes, I am an Anne of Green Gables fan. But I was sat back and watched Anne with an E, and I was absolutely happy as could be during the day. And then I get on my crutches to go up to Chattanooga, where I spent the time crutching around. My arms were getting sore, and some good food. Once I had a few drinks in me, I didn't care. And by the end of the weekend, we went to the Pocket, and there was a bit of hiking. I did some stuff that was not smart, but I took it easy, and as a result, my leg didn't hurt too bad by the end of it, so my foot's doing much better. But while I was out there, so one of my birthday presents is a brand new Zoom H4n Pro digital recorder, and I am super excited to getting to use this new recorder. It's got stereo recording. You can plug in a microphone and an instrument, so I can basically do two-track recording in some place, and I'm totally planning to do this. I'm debating whether I want to bring it out with me to while I travel to some of my upcoming gigs. I have one at Sherwood Forest Fair next weekend. I'll tell you about those in a moment. But should I bring it with me and maybe do a little special recording out in the wilderness with a really high quality stuff, which would be kind of fantastic? I don't know. We'll see what happens, I'm really excited about it. I got some really cool recordings, including the background sounds that you hear right now, but also we did, my friend Matt and I, we sang some songs, and maybe I'll be able to share one of those tracks with you, so we'll see if that happens, but it was wonderful. Speaking of new stuff, like I said, there's all this new stuff on Patreon, one of which was the Mont Saint-Michel video that I just put together. So, 2017, I think it was, I did a Celtic invasion of Brittany, and we went over to Mont Saint-Michel, which is actually in Normandy, but it's this secluded island where the tide rises and falls, and so basically during the daytime you can go out onto this island and have a wonderful time and walk straight out to this island. There's plenty of room to walk, but when the sun sets and the tide comes in, it rises so high that you can't walk out there. You have to boat out there, or you're stuck out there. And so I didn't get to experience that aspect of it, but it was a really neat trip. And so I finally sat down and edited the video. I put on my song Breathing to the video, and it came off quite nice. So I'd love your thoughts and comments. You can post them on the YouTube video, which is now live on YouTube. But it is one of the benefits you get when you become a patron of mine. You get those videos and stuff before regular people, so regular fans. So go check it out. All right, really quick. Last time I mentioned the Climate Almanac, and one of my goals in mentioning it is just really to start a conversation. I'm not sure how much of a conversation I can really have on a podcast, so I think this is mostly stuff that's going to have to be reserved for Facebook or whatnot. But someone responded to an email that I sent, and they said, my concern about Aaron and water, not climate change, are more health-related than political. And I know I didn't really make myself clear. My fight against climate change is not political either, because I don't care about your politics for this purpose here. Sure, 95% of all climate scientists say human-made climate change is real, and so yes, I do trust that science. And if you want to call that political, that's up to you. But I've been passively supporting the environment long before climate change discussion began, back when I was a member of the Surfrider Foundation in college, when I was actually studying to be a marine biologist. I went through a lot of majors. But I'm not talking about climate change for the science I can't see, but rather for the empirical evidence that I can see. We can all feel the repercussions of pollution. I remember picking up a Budweiser beer can that someone left on the bank of a lake in Alabama, and that's something you can see. Or have you seen the oil film left on that very same lake? My friend pointed out the public health effects of asthma. In Texas, they frequently have air quality warnings. I'm sure they have them other places too. But I didn't need the warnings, because every time one of those days came about, I used my inhaler before I heard the warning. For those of us who live with asthma, that is something to fight against too. And it will get worse. I mean, taking care of the planet is really an everyone issue. Remember, the human population on Earth grows, I don't know if it's exponentially, but it's very close. And it might not affect you right now, but it will one day, because more people means more pollution, whether it's air pollution, water pollution, or whatever. You and your kids will feel the effects. We are a community, so we really should take care of one another. So even if you don't believe scientists who warn about human-made climate change, there is no harm done in supporting the climate change movement. Even small changes can make a big difference over time, because if each of us makes a small change, then that means big change. And that's what the Climate Almanac is all about. So go check it out. You'll find a link in the show notes at pubsong.com for show number 252. All right, it's time to play a little bit of Celtic music. This is Old Blind Dogs. It's from their album, Four on the Floor. This is Bonnie Earle.
This is the Bonnie Earle of Murray. Line Miss Lady, look through the castle dun, ere she sees the Earl of Murray come soon down through the tun.
Is new to the Irish and Celtic Music Best of 2022 playlist. There's a lot of new music that I added on Spotify and Amazon Music. There's music from Wolf and Clover, Lissa Schneckenberger, Jenna Moynihan, Heather Dale, my track Breathing was added to the playlist, Old Blind Dogs, Kathy Barwick, and Mary's Lane. Oh, and so a lot of great music. I hope you'll, if you haven't listened to that playlist, go to Spotify or Amazon Music. Of course, some of these tracks were played just now. Old Blind Dogs was, that was the track that was added, and I'll be playing more throughout the show. So stick around for some of those favorite tracks. Upcoming shows. I'm going to be at Sherwood Forest Fair the first 2 weekends of April. I'll have one show daily with the Brobdingnagian Bards, and I'll have others with Jamie Hauser, my partner for my album, How America Saved Irish Music. And April 16th, Iron Shield Brewing in Lawrenceville, Georgia. And then I'll be at JordanCon April 22nd to 24th. My calendar is very full, particularly if you are in the Atlanta area. But as you can see with the show in Texas, I will be back in Texas. Woohoo! To go play for all my friends and family out there. So I hope you'll come join me. All right, next up is My Native Home by Kathy Barwick from her album In My Life. Thank you.
all alone.
The story of jousting with jalopies. Have you ever driven in Ireland? The roads were not made for our modern automobiles. They're really narrow, and it comes with its own challenges. Fortunately, Dublin Abbey, a band out of Seattle, they share a story of driving the narrow rural roads of Ireland. Here's Dublin Abbey.
Hi, I'm Emma Elder with Dublin Abbey, and our song that we are presenting today is Jousting with Jalopies. The song origins come from a narrow back road of rural Ireland. Now, for some Yanks on holiday, driving these narrow roads or boreens can be a harrowing experience. First, you're on the wrong side of the road, and next, your bloody steering wheel is also on the wrong side of the car. And to add to the excitement, these old narrow one-lane roads were built for donkey carts and are lined with ivy-covered rock walls. They were erected when St. Patrick was a pup. Throw this all together and you've got a formula for either a calamity or a comedy. We have this American friend named Matt, who told us that a story about driving these very roads with his girlfriend that really added spice to the rum on this song. So here's Matt and his crazy English girlfriend driving these boreens in their motor car, nervous as enough as it was, when coming the opposite direction, like a bat out of hell, is the motor coach, a bus. And this motor coach, he's showing no signs of slowing. With a speeding motor coach approaching fast, Matt has to make a split-second decision. There's nowhere to pull off, and the road doesn't look like it's wide enough, so Matt, he stomps on the accelerator. He gives his motor car the petrol because somewhere in the back of his mind, he remembers Einstein's theory of relativity and that if he's going near the speed of light, his vehicle will elongate or narrow. Crazy, I know. But this is Matt and his crazy English girlfriend, you know, so he stomps on it. And in that strange moment, he thinks his plan might be actually working because his crazy English girlfriend, well, she suddenly crowds up against him in the seat. Surely his motor car must be narrowing near the speed of light. As he passes this coach with not a millimeter to spare, he actually rips off the side view mirror going by. Somehow, they make it past the coach, but it's the narrowest of escapes. And coming out on the other side, Matt chooses now to jam on the brakes, bringing his car to a screeching halt. The dust is settling around them. His crazy English girlfriend is sort of nervously giggling, and he looks out his open window, and there across his narrow lane, on the other side of the stone wall, is old Colchie Farmer, just standing there, looking right at him, with an expressionless gaze. And the old farmer looks slowly at the motor coach, driving away, and then lazily to Matt and his car with a hanging mirror and says with a wink of an eye, "Tried the Einstein thing, didn't ya?"
Of course, was Jousting with Jalopies. It's a single that they have not yet released, so you get an early preview for when they finally put it out. It's always really interesting driving in Ireland. Really, the roads are just amazing, just crazy, just tiny. It's actually defying art to drive them while also doing it on the wrong side of the road, and sometimes even with a stick shift. So I can certainly appreciate Dublin Abbey's comedy. How the Lost Druid stands out with food. I love good, creative, interesting food, and I'm happy to say the Lost Druid Brewery stands out on that front as well. Hey, Pompey. And there's a reason, as Robin Stacia will tell you about.
So I guess for all intents and purposes, I am the Lost Druid. The name originated from a point at which I had originally lived down in the Tampa area. I had come up here for school, for college. And on one of my trips back down to Tampa, I ran into an old friend from high school, got to talking. And, you know, when you're in high school, you have friends, but you don't necessarily really know the friends. Like, you know, in this particular friend, I had no idea where that person even grew up prior to, you know, me getting to know him in high school. And run back into him, and it's, you know, one of those typical catch-up situations. You're like, oh, where are you at, you know, etc. And I had let him know that I was up here in Atlanta going to school, and it immediately piqued his interest, because as it turned out, he had lived here as well, and he had lived in the Druid Hills area. And, you know, I told him, oh, I was going to school, and I was living over in the Druid Hills area. And as it turns out, he was a big Dungeons & Dragons player. I had never played at the time, and so he kind of went through to explain to me kind of what it was, and of course, because he had lived in Druid Hills, he decided his character was going to be a Druid character that he always played. And so I was like, okay, and I was like, well, talk to me about the Druids. And of course, being young, you know, you're now just in your early 20s, all I really got out of it was that they had a spirituality of nature. And I kind of dug that. I was like, you know, respect the Mother Earth, you know, everything we get from her. I said, I can kind of dig that. And I said, you know, well, maybe I'm a lost druid. And then that ended up sticking with me. You know, I kind of had that. And when I started homebrewing 22, 23 years ago, you know, we didn't really necessarily always use our names when we were homebrewing, if we were in homebrew club and that. You know, we tried to be creative, and it wasn't just, oh, here's some of Rob's homebrew. It was, I'd kind of brand it as the Lost Druid. You know, everybody would kind of do their own little thing. So I would do that as I was doing homebrewing. But then I actually started to learn a little bit about the Druids. I really had nothing to go on with them. You know, and it comes to find out they had no written history either. So what we really know about them is just what other people wrote. And whether it's true or not, we have no idea. But the things that I did kind of gather from that, you know, there's an interesting phrase, you know, knock on wood. Everybody's pretty much heard that phrase before. And apparently that was actually a phrase that originated during the Druidic times. And it was the way that they greeted the tree spirits. they would knock on the trees. And I thought that was kind of cool that, you know, there's a phrase that lots of people say all the time, and its roots actually go back to the Druid times. And
you
then,
said roots. Sorry.
You like that one?
I like that. Yeah.
And so then as time went on, I started trying to learn a little bit more about the Druids, and then I found out that, you know, they had two major celebrations every year, and those take place on the solstice, the two solstices, summer and winter solstice. And, you know, as it turns out, we opened up on the summer solstice, and the winter solstice is my birthday. So it was like, oh, there's an interesting little correlation there, too, with everything that's going on. And then I actually started diving in a little bit deeper on the Druids to find out more about what they're about. And they were very much about, you know, we kind of talked about oak and wood and that. And, you know, we've always kind of been, you know, woodworkers and, you know, really had a fascination of the beauty of wood. If you come into our place, you're going to see a lot of wood in here. And that kind of plays into even on the beer side, you know, when you have wood aged beers, it was like, okay, interesting. And, you know, it was that fascination of the wood side then that I learned that Druid in Gaelic actually means knower of thy oak. And it's kind of, you know, an homage back to the trees when they would knock on the trees, because the oak trees were one of the ones that they held in very high regard. But it's interesting that oak is so prevalent in the brewing industry. So it was like, oh, this is very, very cool. And then as time went on, you learned a little bit more about things. You know, there were really two philosophers that wrote the most about the Druids. One was Pliny the Elder. A lot of people refer to him as Pliny because it is spelled P-L-I-N-Y. But the correct pronunciation is Pliny. But Pliny the Elder and Cicero were two that are documented to have written about the Druids. And in the beer world, one of the most famous beers of all time from Russian River Brewing out on the West Coast is a Pliny the Elder, or Pliny the Elder. And within the brewing industry itself, we have a professional certification organization that, you know, if very much like in the wine industry, you have the sommeliers, we have what are known as Cicerones. And the Cicerones are named after Cicero. So, yeah, it just, every time I dove a little deeper, somehow it kept coming back full circle to how the Lost Druid was just so perfect of a name for a brewery. And it had to be, you know, there was no question about it. It was going to be the Lost Druid when we opened up.
Donegal fiddler traveled throughout the land. He fiddled for dances, weddings, and wakes. He was in great demand. Though a good-natured, a humorous man, never drunk and always true, still Mooney's wife disparaged his life. His music she did greatly rue. She detested the music so she could nary a quaver stand. Especially the fiddle did she scorn, till one night her lovely man gathered up his fiddle and some clothes as her scorn in his head did pound. And shuffling his door at the stroke of 12, he set off for Donegal town. She called the fiddle the devil's box, and Looney never knew why. But he found out that moonlit night under the Donegal sky. Out on the road under silvery moon, he began to better feet. By the cemetery he did pass, he whistled a merry reel. He stopped to rest against a ditch, catching sight of a wee hooded man. With sooty clothes and eyes aglow, he stretched out a claw-like hand. Stranger dear, what have we here? The hooded man did scowl. Pointing to Mooney's fiddle, he said, do you mind if I play a while? Of course, good sir, please play away, Mooney, he replied. And handing over his fiddle, he grinned under the starlit sky. He played an ancient tune, it said, a jig and a pipe and stop. The tip of his bow whistled and glowed when he listened all the while. Being quick to learn, he had to turn the second time he heard it. The tune was done like last night's fun, leaving Mooney most delighted. She called the fiddle the devil's box, and Mooney never knew why. But he found out that moonlit night under the Donegal sky. Thank you. shaking his head. That music should bring you great fame to further our acquaintance. Would you please bless me with your name? The stranger stood, removing his hood, revealing two horns on his pate. I'm Beelzebub, the devil himself, direct from Gehenna's dark gate. Mooney looked straight into Satan's red eyes with a steady and fearless gaze. I swear to my time that music so fine could certainly light hell's blaze. I consider myself a lucky man to have met you this good night, mister. So shake hands with your relations, sir. You see, I'm married to your sister.
Fun track was by Beyond the Pale. It's called Mooney, the Donegal Fiddler. It's from their album Queen of Sky, another one that was added to the Best of 2022 playlist. Support what you love. The musicians on this podcast are happy to share their music freely with you. However, if you hear something you love, these artists need your financial support. Please visit their website, sign up to their mailing list, and buy something. Your purchase allows them to keep making music. And if you're not into the physical stuff, many artists accept tips or are on Patreon, just like I am. So please support the ARPS. And if this show made you happy, then you can join the Gunrunners Club on Patreon. Your support pays for the production and promotion of my music and this podcast. If you have questions or comments, drop me an email. Again, there's a lot that I posted this month. The War Doctor is an episode of the In the Verse podcast. Donald McGillivray is a track that I released. It was actually played on this podcast last year, I think it was, maybe the year before that. There's the video of Breathing in Mont Saint-Michel. There's a new track of tunes that I recorded with Sam Gilogli, Battle of Algrim and Star of Munster. Of course, there's the last episode of Pub Songs and Stories, which you could get early if you had signed up there. And finally, there's a video of Dunvegan Castle and Gardens. It's all stuff that came out just this month. So, if you enjoy what I do, please go support it. And I'm hoping to put out I'm working on ideas for more behind the scenes content to share with you, just unique stuff. So stay tuned for that as well. Next up is Wolf and Clover. This is the Columbus set from 12 Month and a Day. story of torturing musicians with song requests. I love getting song requests. Heck, I think most indie musicians probably do. It just kind of saves us from having to think about what song to play next. Now, some musicians are actually really great at asking for a tip to go with a song request. I remember the Moose song by Three Pints Gone. They would not do it for anything less than $20, which is just a wonderful way for these artists to gamify and make a little bit more money while doing stuff. And I remember seeing the Corsairs at Scarborough Renaissance Fair in about 2002 or three. I remember they had this board and you could basically bid to get your song played, and the more money they gained, the better. So I was like, wow, if I had the gumption, I would totally do that at a Renaissance festival. I don't know if I have that much gumption. I tried. I did try, sort of. I'm just not great at that. But I still love getting and fulfilling the request. The one problem is that I have 24 solo albums, and I do not know the lyrics for all the songs on all those CDs or the melodies of the tunes that I play as well. Did you ever see Middleman? I love that TV show. It came out on ABC Family or something like that. One of the episodes, they had this Stump the Band game. Someone would ask this musician if he could play a song. It's sort of like what Andrew does sometimes. He'd say, because Andrew's just a whiz when it comes to playing melodies on the recorder. I, on the other hand, am not. I can barely remember many of the songs I've recorded, and that's sort of how the story of Why Do You Torture Me got started. For 2 years, I had a monthly residency in Marietta, Georgia at Johnny McCracken's Irish Pub. I was living in Birmingham at the time, and I drove there once a month to play for a small group of fans. Almost every month, Chris would request the song Christmas Time in Texas. This is a song I wrote early in the Bob Dinagy and Bart's career. Andrew helped me refine it. It's a satirical song about how they celebrate Christmas in Texas, of course. And Chris absolutely loved the song. I loved it when I wrote it, but I'll be honest, sometimes I write a song, I love it, and a while later I realize it's not as good as I thought it was or I hoped it was. And that was certainly the case with Christmas Time in Texas. I was ready to just let it go, but I put it out on the Fump once, and that's how he found it in the Bob Dinagy and Bards. And so it's close to his heart, which I can totally get. But it was after midnight one evening while I was on that residency, Chris requested the song. And on a whim, I replied with that first line of the chorus, which goes, "Why do you torture me? Oh, why do you request a song that I can't sing?" Happily, my digital recorder was running while I improvised a new song. In fact, it wasn't very different from the one you hear on the latest CD, Selkuth. I definitely tightened up the verses, but it wasn't too different. The song captures the quirky things about writing and recording songs, like the fact that I have written song lyrics in front of me while I'm recording. They're just right there. And I play the song over, frequently I'll play it over and over again until I get the song right. If I'm doing it live, or even just, even when I'm tracking, recording the vocals separately, I have the lyrics sitting right there. So it makes it easy to remember the lyrics. But I think my favorite verse is the last one, because it visually captures that moment that I often have when I'm singing a song and I forget the lyrics. It used to be a running joke with me back with the Bards, because I forgot the lyrics so often during shows. Now, fortunately, I realized if I actually have a set list, I spend less time thinking about what the next song is, which is one of the reasons I was forgetting so many lyrics, and instead focusing on the song I'm performing. And that makes a huge difference as it is though. But the song came off spectacular. It has, this saxophone played by Nathan Deese, as well as he does a lot of the background instruments. So, without further ado, this is Why Do You Torture Me? It's from my CD, Selkuth. Enjoy.
Why do you torture me? Oh, why do you request a song that I can't sing? Me. Oh, why do you want to hear a song that I can't sing? Believe me when I say that I am happy you like this song. It makes me smile when you light up at the chance to sing along. The problem is I read the lyrics in the studio as I recorded it, like now. I haven't played the song since then, never thought that you'd look forward to it. Oh, why torture me? Oh, why?
can't sing. You asked me for a Christmas song in the middle of July. What's wrong with you? Why that song? Do you wanna make a romance cry? Don't get me wrong, I'm proud I wrote it, but that was my old band. Satire, sure, but it's not a great song. You're the only one to make that demand. Oh, I do you torture me? Oh, I you request a song that I can't sing. Oh, I do you torture me? Oh, I do you want to hear a song that I can't sing? Pretty sure I know most of the lyrics to your fine song request. But as I sing, I forget the punchline. My eyes dart around in distress. If I'm gonna screw up the words to a song, at least let it be great. The chances are I played it enough that at least I'll make it out of the gate. Oh, I do you torture me? Request a song that I can't sing. Oh, I do you torture me? Oh, I do you want to hear a song that I can't sing? Oh, I.
Next time is an Arbor Day special. I don't know how we're going to talk about trees a little bit. It'll be some music from Ellen Gibling, and I'm excited to, I'll be announcing my Kickstarter, knock on wood, because I haven't finished all the stuff yet, but a Kickstarter for my next album, which hopefully I'll have out for next year. So cross my fingers. Let's see if we can make this all happen. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful day. Sláinte. Pub Songs Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn. The show is edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. You can subscribe and listen wherever you find podcasts. You can also subscribe to my mailing list. You will get regular updates of new music, podcasts, special offers, and you'll get 21 songs for free. Welcome to the pub at pubsong.com.